USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House pushes for more to be done to address the epidemic of gun violence in the United States.
It's within Congress's power to pass legislation that will make our streets safer, that will make our communities safer, that will make our schools safer.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commented on the mass shooting that claimed 18 lives in Lewiston, Maine on Wednesday night, describing it as horrific. She urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in passing gun reform measures. A program to make affordable electric vehicles for the global market between General Motors and Honda Motor Company have been canceled. The companies issued a joint statement confirming they will no longer partner in the program. GM recently announced they were delaying several EV launches as automakers search for a way to make the vehicles profitable. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered at the Capitol.
Ruby Chen, a native of New York City, urged lawmakers to do everything in their power to secure the release of his 19-year-old son and the other 200 hostages.
We live in this bizarre universe of not knowing if our loved one is alive, dead, being taken care of, what did he eat, where did he sleep.
Chen's son was taken captive by Hamas during their deadly ambush on October 7th. He serves as a soldier in the Israel Defense Forces. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. I'm John Schaefer.
New York Democrat Jamal Bowman pleads guilty to misdemeanor for triggering a fire alarm in a Capitol building. He entered the plea in D.C. Superior Court. As part of the deal, he'll pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter to the Capitol Police. Prosecutors will drop the charge in 3 months. Bowman activated the alarm in the Cannon office building last month during a government funding discussion, asserting it was accidental while attempting to open a locked door. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The so-called doomsday cult mom, Lori Vallow Daybell, is being extradited to face more charges in Arizona. Earlier this year in Idaho, Daybell was found guilty of murdering her 17-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son and other charges. She was sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole. Yesterday, she was sent to Arizona to face charges of conspiring to kill her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has some kind words for the new Speaker of the House. Lance Pry has more.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump has congratulated the newly elected House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Yesterday, Trump spoke to reporters outside a New York courtroom and said Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House.
Paris Hilton is responding to social media comments about the size of her baby's head. Hilton posted photos of her 8-month-old. Hilton replied that her child is perfectly healthy and just has a large brain. The National Retail Federation has proclaimed October 26th as Fight Retail Crime Day to address the escalating issue. California Representative Josh Harder urges his colleagues to pass the Combating Organized Crime Act to provide law enforcement with enhanced tools to streamline multi-agency responses. He emphasizes a 26% surge in retail theft last year, resulting in $112 billion industry loss. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.